Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Michelle Peterson-Murray of the NCBA joining us in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is R-E-D-E-D-U-M-P. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, Oklahoma, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer on the market. For a dump trailer that you can depend on, that you can tow with just about anything, it's Red E Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. ReadyDump.com.
Call Ready Dump today for your new trailer. 918-225-0044.
The U.S. beef cattle industry headed out in a new direction when it comes to advertising efforts to reach today's consumers. Helping lead the charge is Michelle Peterson-Murray of the NCBA. She's their Senior Executive Director for Innovative Communications.
What that essentially means is we lead the communications programs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and we're a contractor of the Beef Checkoff Program. And on behalf of farmers and ranchers around the country, we help tell the story of beef to consumers in a relevant way. What we've been doing in the last 6 months is really reshaping our communications programs and really thinking through what matters to consumers and how do we deliver that story to a millennial through online.
And those were the two keys you talked about, obviously, with the feedlot folks here today at Texas Cattle Feeders. Clearly, it's a huge opportunity, but it's a whole brand new world, unknown territory for the industry anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. You could say it's a brave new world for beef. I mean, it truly is brand new environment. It's a new way to communicate, but it's also exactly what we've been doing for years, is providing great products to Americans and resolving the questions they have about what they're going to have for dinner tonight, or putting them closer to America's farmers and ranchers and how we produce beef every day. So it's a great opportunity. It gives us a chance to be very targeted. For instance, we can specifically target an older millennial parent who's thinking about what they want to prepare for dinner tonight and bring them beef solutions. And that's not what we could do through radio or billboards or print, for that matter, is reach them real time when they're asking those questions.
You alluded, obviously, and we heard more and more about the need to be able to target to especially the millennial generation. Why is that particular generation so important for the beef industry?
Sure. Millennials are important in size and scope. They have tremendous influence over what others think, not only in their generation, but their connection to their family members. Their parents, for instance, are boomers. So there are about 80 million millennials. They're basically in their 20s. And so they're starting to set life stage patterns. We know from research that at about 25 years old is when a consumer goes from a ground beef consumer to a steak consumer. And we want to make sure that of those millennials that are thinking about what they want to have for dinner, that they think of beef first. One of the big challenges that we face is that millennial parents, 70% of them, prefer to serve chicken to their kids versus beef. And so that's what we are very centered on, is how do we shift that pattern of thinking?
What goes into that mindset?
Sure. A lot of what goes into that mindset is quick, simple, and easy. We know that half of Americans don't know what they're going to have for dinner tonight at 4:30 in the afternoon. And a lot of them go to chicken because it may provide something that's quick and easy that all of their family will like. They only have to make one meal. And what we know from a beef standpoint is we deliver on all of those things. It's about being in front of consumers and providing a new nudge toward something new that they can provide. So they don't just think about beef as a weekend meal or a grilling meal, but they think about how it fits into their everyday lives or any day lives.
Seems like there were some fascinating things we've learned about consumers as they try beef.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, it's interesting when we look at the research, they love that traditional element that beef brings, that it's an all-American meal, that it actually helps them slow down in the midst of what is a pretty time-crazed culture that we have, especially because we are so wired and connected digitally. Consumers are really open to change about new things related to beef. Like 45% of consumers said that if I knew that you compared favorably to chicken and you had 10 essential nutrients, I would choose you more often in the week.
One thing that you talked about was the fact that there are really different social media platforms that we're utilizing for specific reasons.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So what we build at Beef is a ecosystem. We think about all the ways that the consumer can engage with us and how we resolve a question that they have or solve a problem for them. So YouTube is a place that consumers go to get how-to advice. So all the videos that we build on our YouTube channel are centered on quick, simple, easy meal suggestions or videos on how to cut steak. Or, for instance, consumers really struggle with knowing when is it done. And so providing simple videos on that. Pinterest is a place for inspiration. So we're providing a new way of thinking about beef there. We're engaging with bloggers on Pinterest. Our website is about that great arsenal of recipes that consumers can get. And Facebook is about building a community of beef lovers. And we have about 800,000 Americans who really participate and engage on the Beef It's What's for Dinner Facebook page. They love the recipes that are contributed by the Beef Checkoff through that. And they like to have a conversation with beef about how they can cook and prepare it.
Talking about the strategy of reaching beef consumers with social media. Michelle Peterson Murray. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, Apache Auction Market's got their special replacement female sale set for this Saturday, November 16th, 11 a.m. at the Apache Auction Market, Apache, Oklahoma, offering about 375 3 to 6 year old bred cows and 190 head of bred heifers. For more information, you can call them toll free 888-926-9696 or go to www.apacheauction.com for more information. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.